Have you ever heard of any kind of thing that you might keep around close to the kitchen to throw scraps in, you know, keep for the hogs?
Yeah, a garbage can, slop bucket, some might call it.
Go slop the hogs?
Yeah, they used to say the dishwater, you know.
Dishwater?
Yeah.
They drink dishwater?
Yeah, stir the sharks in the dishwater, had grease in it, you know.
Jump up on something?
Cat went out the door.
Oh, he lets himself out.
He lets himself out. He can't get in, but he gets out.
He'll let you know when he wants to get in?
Yeah. He'll run in by you.
But do you ever see these things of, you know, you used to see them out in people's backyards. They'd be these great big old black things that you pour water in, you know?
Wash pots.
You ever seen those around much?
Yeah, I got wash pots.
Is that right? You don't see too many of those.
No, I mine it pretty hard to come by. We got an old wash pot whenever he boils water to fill his hogs in it, you know. Cooks the lard out in it. He's got gas running out to his wash pot.
Well, is there anything kind of like a wash pot except maybe smaller? You know, sometimes you might have seen them kind of suspended over the fire in a fireplace.
Yeah, those big kettles. I've seen in my childhood, I've seen them over the fireplace when they did have them over the fireplace.
We were talking about mantle board a minute ago. You know, these containers that you would put cut flowers in. What would you call those?
A vase.
Now, you wouldn't actually grow the flowers in a vase, would you?
No, you can't grow them in there. You cut them and put them in there.
What would you call the container that you grow them in? That'd be the
flower pot?
The flower pot. Would most people around here keep a flower pot inside, or would it be outside, or what?
Well, you keep them inside sometimes. I got some in here when I was in the hospital. They were sent to me. I still keep them out here. They transferred some of them to the yard. Try to water them, keep them living. Those that will live outside. But this little pot thing over there, it won't live outside. And I try to keep it where the fan won't hit it because I know one of the leaves is already turning brown off.
Well, what about the things that you eat with, you know, just in an ordinary meal? You got a
silverware.
And the individual pieces, you call them?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Or if you're having steak, you might have a set.
Steak knife.
Talking about after you get through with a meal, what would you call yourself doing, you know, when you have to get all the food off the dishes and clean the dishes?
Clean up the table, wash the dishes.
When you have to, run the dishes, run the water over the dishes to get the soap off, you say?
Scald them.
Scald them. Is that the same thing as, say, rinsing the dishes?
Yeah. I guess you call it the same thing. It's always use hot water.
Well, what about this cloth or rag that you use when you're washing the dishes? What do you call it?
Dish rag.
Dish rag. And what about the one that you use?
Drying rag.
Drying rag.
Pot holders.
Pot holders. Or when you're taking...
Pot lifters.
When you're taking a bath, the one that you might use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
No, that wash rag. And the big one that you draw.
Towel.
So, this thing right there over your sink that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
A hydrant.
Call that hydrant? Now, what if it was out in your yard, you know, the thing that you hook up your hose to?
Well, I guess you call it a hydrant.